This is, goes up to the projection area. The 35 millimeter projector is still up here.
That's Shane Turner. He and his brother Cody bought the Hippodrome last year.
We're going to be adding 6 new restrooms. And that was a big deal whenever this was open. There was one women's restroom with one stall in it for 500 seats. That was not good.
The century-old theater sits at the corner of 8th and Austin Avenue in downtown Waco. And besides adding some much-needed bathrooms, the brothers will be transforming what used to be a vaudeville theater into what sounds like a kind of dinner-in-a-movie paradise. They're expanding the lobby, adding 2 kitchens, a full bar, a lounge, and an outdoor area where they can show movies and have acoustic shows. Oh, and they're rigging movable, soundproof walls that'll dangle from the ceiling and separate the balcony and main seating area.
Okay, so there would be 2 different theaters, mm-hmm. basically?
Yeah.
And I assume they wouldn't be showing movies at the same time, or would they?
They will.
Really?
The theater's still in the middle of renovations, so a lot of these improvements have yet to be realized, but it's come a long way since it was more or less abandoned 3 years ago.
Just opening doors, you're very cautious, and walking in the room because you didn't know who was going to be in there.
The Turners grew up in nearby Groesbeck, Texas, and graduated from Baylor. They own Woodway-based Kunkel Construction and have developed several other historic buildings along and around Austin Avenue.
We started developing about 7 years ago down here, and we had to drag somebody down here to look at a property. And now my phone rings every day for people looking for property downtown, looking for a loft or looking for a retail space.
When I got here 6.5 years ago, there were maybe 2 or 3 retail businesses on Austin Avenue that were open. And today, kind of on that Main Street corridor of Austin, there's 2 buildings that haven't been renovated now.
That's Chris McGowan with the Waco Chamber of Commerce. He says that in Austin Avenue's transition, the original use of the storefronts have changed too.
Yeah, I think you're seeing a downtown emerge today as more of an entertainment district, a destination type of place, restaurants, bars, coffee shops.
And while demand for businesses like coffee shops, bars, and movie theaters is fueling part of the development, another big part is tax increment financing, or TIF. TIF funding comes from the city, and it's used to help out development in down-and-out parts of town. The Hippodrome project was awarded about $423,000 in TIF funding, about 20% of the project's $2.1 million total. Here's Waco's assistant city manager, George Johnson.
It is an icon in the community, and to see it being renovated, it's encouraging to other developers as well as the public and private sector.
The idea is that by renovating a building like the Hippodrome, the city will be able to collect property tax from an otherwise vacant building, more people will come downtown, and more businesses will be attracted to the area. So downtown's redeveloping with a bit of a kickstart. As for Shane Turner, he says that any redevelopment has got to be catered to keeping Wacoans in town.
There are a lot of young people staying around, and a lot of Baylor graduates are staying in Waco, and they want to have the same experience as if they lived in Dallas or Austin, so they're investing in downtown. I think that's really what's going to change our downtown.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the pigeons are coming in.